It is time again for Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and the Wisconsin Beef Council. Also, our friends at Equity Cooperative Livestock, happy to sponsor these Checkoff Chats. Visit them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. And of course, you know beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Today, we're talking with one of the dairy farmers that sits on the board of the Wisconsin Beef Council. She is Daphne Holterman, a dairy producer from Watertown. Now, Daphne, explain for the audience exactly why a dairy producer is a member of the Wisconsin Beef Council's checkoff board. A big audience out there that really needs to pay attention how important dairy is to the beef industry.
Yes, Pam. In fact, we know that 20% of the U.S. beef supply comes from the dairy industry and dairy farms. So dairy producers have been involved in a state and national checkoff for quite a few years. And I've been on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the national board, for the past year and about 4 months. And in that participation, I also serve as an ex officio member of the Wisconsin Beef Council. So I've been very interested, and I had a steep learning curve with both of those groups, but learning a lot about beef.
Well, and you know, that's just it. Daphne's been in Wisconsin agriculture her entire career and doing a wonderful job with husband Lloyd and the family as far as their dairy herd. Tell them a little bit, you know, we think that, oh, well, I'm a beef producer, I'm a dairy producer, I know what's going on in the industry. But to your point, sometimes you really don't know everything that's going on in the industry.
Oh, absolutely. I think in agriculture, we all try hard to stay in our own little silo, which is not a good thing. So collectively, I've seen a lot of our commodity groups work together more and more. And I think that trend is increasing, and I'm certainly encouraging it. That's one of my goals. In fact, everyone I talked to when I was in Nashville last week for the CATA convention, I mentioned that dairy and beef need to be working together more. And I would say everyone agreed we just need to carry it out and do it on a bigger scale as we move forward. So we're all working on that, I think, but, you know, we can talk about it, but we really need to do it more. And it's just important that we all focus on where the end product goes, and it is into beef. Our small farm here does do some marketing of hamburger only as a beef product, so we've kind of played a little bit in that market the past couple of years and learning how that works and selling, you know, to consumers. So that's been good for us to remember how that works, and we're not just selling milk, and that's the only commodity. We have other things here on the farm, too, that help us make our farm profitable.
Well, and the beef checkoff as a whole is an incredibly powerful tool that farmers drive. When you sit in on those board meetings, Daphne, tell folks, tell those dairy producers out there what they've been missing about the power of that checkoff dollar working for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any board I've ever been on, Pam, when I get to be a board member and all the things you learn, it's like, why can't every farmer or every co-op member know about this stuff? But it takes a lot of time. And I think until you're on a board and fully involved in it, you don't understand all the things that happen, many of them behind the scenes. I'm a little over 60 now, and I think a lot of the things that the Beef Council is doing and the Cattlemen's Beef Board are things I'm never going to see because they're aimed at young people. They're aimed at parents of infants, talking about how they can eat beef now. That's part of the nutrition recommendations that just came out. So we're pivoting on that and talking to young people. I'm probably never going to see it, but it's happening. There's also all kinds of things happening behind the scenes when it comes to exports and working with companies and people and organizations to move beef. So they've just done a 5-year long-range plan for beef, which I think is excellent. I wasn't part of that, but, boy, when I read it, I'm like, yes, of course. It's great. And it's basically growing demand for U.S. beef around the world, growing our exports, and building consumer trust in beef. And there's a lot of different ways to do that, but I think we're on the right track. We're looking at projects under my Consumer Trust Committee, looking at sustainable research. We're looking at beef advocacy training. We're looking at supporting the Beef Quality Assurance Program, which is similar to the farm program where farmers assuring responsible management. We're looking at ways to market veal and also support the veal quality assurance. And there's many, many other things across the other committees at CBB or the Cattlemen's Beef Board that are happening to help grow that demand for beef. And some of them are behind the scenes, and I think producers don't always see that, and it's something you really have to work at to learn more about, but it's happening.
Right. Well, and to your point, time is precious. I understand that. But it sounds to me, Daphne, like once you scratch the surface, the excitement the energy of what's happening with your checkoff dollar. It's infectious. It makes you want to learn more.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's even some of the consumers I've been talking to about some of the things I learned. They were amazed, whether it's international marketing or the nutrition and health aspects of research, the basic research we're doing within beef and dairy together to get news out there about how protein-dense beef is and why athletes should be working meat into their diet and not excluding it. All those things are very important, and I think it's something that is getting people excited. They've all been grilling more, right? We've been all cooking more, finding new recipes, and the beef groups have been there supporting that and sending a lot of information out in a lot of different ways.
Well, and to your point, when we were all kind of closed in and doing our own thing as far as cooking, the trust factor, knowing where that product came from and having that story behind the scenes, that was really our stock in trade when it came to beef.
Yes, I think anybody, you got to look them in the eye and tell them your story, and they're going to believe you, and then they're going to believe that there's most every other producer is like that, and they're going to have a lot more confidence in the beef supply or in the dairy supply, whatever it is. They're really going to get it. I mean, that's how I kind of put it. And I think they realize now that we're all working on being more sustainable. It's not just a one-time thing. It is continually growing and changing and getting better in your farms and telling that story. It might be also animal welfare. It might be your worker safety and worker welfare issues. But I think all of the livestock groups are working in that direction, and we all need to continue to collaborate.
If you're just joining us here on Checkoff Chat, we're talking with Daphne Holterman. She and her husband Lloyd and family run Rosie Lane Holsteins in Watertown, and she is an important part of the Wisconsin Beef Council's board, and as she said, also setting in on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, learning more about where these checkoff dollars go and why it matters specifically to our dairy producers. So, Daphne, when you reach out to dairy producers specifically, as you said, a lot of our audience in their own silo focused in on milk production, how do you jumpstart that conversation of opening their eyes to the power of the beef checkoff on their behalf?
I think we just talk about that you do pay into the checkoff and that it's important for all of us to promote our product. We want to stay home and just produce it, but we really have to go a little bit out of our comfort zone to do that. And I think the ag industry in general has realized it because how many different commodity groups are out there promoting. And I try and point to some of them that have been very successful, be it potatoes or oranges, and some of the really good marketing campaigns that have been out there. And we have one in beef, of course. You all know about it. Beef, it's what's for dinner. And it continues to be a very successful message. We've tweaked it a little bit through the years, but I believe it's over 30 years old, and it's still very applicable. So I try and get them to see some of the positive things that have come out and say we're growing more, we're doing more, we're constantly doing research with consumers, with science, with nutrition, working with dietitians. They're reaching out to more and more audiences to help tell our story, whether it's a blogger in New York City or Kansas City. And there's just different ways where we're trying to take that promotion idea and get the most out of it with a big bang for the small buck.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of tide that raises all boats, folks, whether you're a straight beef producer or, as Daphne said, good 20% of the beef sourced from the dairy industry. And that's why she stays as an active role, an active member on the Wisconsin Beef Council Board and the Cattlemen's Beef Board as well. That, my friends, is Daphne Holterman from Rosie Lane Holsteins in Watertown, a member of the Wisconsin Beef Checkoff Board and our guest on Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. Find out more at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council through social media, and of course our partners at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns. You can find them online at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs, a proud sponsor of Checkoff Chats.